The state's in-state gas line coordinator is leaving his job. Harry Noah announced plans to resign yesterday. The governor's oil and gas advisor, Gene Theriault, says Noah has a business in Oregon that needs his attention, but will stay on the job until the state finds a replacement for him. Theriault says the in-state gas project will remain on track.
The governor is still very much behind, you know, having this work be done. And so the money that was appropriated last year is being utilized. It's in for more funding in the coming budget year just to continue on that effort.
Theriault says the size of the pipe and the amount of volume it would carry are major issues. He says Anchorage and Fairbanks demand is not enough to leverage affordable gas, but that LNG export, gas to liquids, and fertilizer production could make the project economic. Fairbanks Republican Representative Jay Ramris disagrees with Theriault's assessment that the in-state project will remain on track. Ramris says losing Noah is a big setback. He says Noah was a person who wanted to do a project, not a report, and he was undermined by state officials who did not support the in-state line. Ramris is calling for House and Senate Resource Committee hearings.
You should not see an 800-pound gorilla like the Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources, Tom Irwin and Marty Rutherford, come in and smother a 98-pound fledgling like the in-state gas pipeline project. And this is why I have spoken to all four of the co-chairs about holding joint or separate hearings on this issue.
Ramris says he is unhappy that Deputy Commissioner Rutherford wants to suspend the export agreement for Cook Inlet Gas, saying an industrial anchor is needed to encourage more exploration in the Cook Inlet area. Reached by phone, Harry Noah did not want to comment on his resignation.